when I say I was married to the cause, I was married to my husband, whom I loved. I learned to love. It wasn't love at first sight. But I also became married to the cause. It was my cause, and that's the way I felt about it. And so when my husband was no longer there, then I could continue that in that cause, and I prayed that God would give me the direction for my life, to give me the strength to do what it was that, and the ability to do what it was that he had called me to do. And I was trying to seek, what is it that I'm supposed to do now that Martin is no longer here? And I finally determined that it was to develop an institution. I was already involved in building the institution, but I wasn't sure that that was it. Thought maybe it might have been with women, but then, of course, I didn't get that feeling in particular, but always because I thought there was a need to have more women involved in organizing them around as a support group to my husband, and I encouraged him to do that. And he didn't do that in particular. And I thought, well, maybe then that might be what I'm supposed to do. But then I finally determined that it was the King Center, because Martin's message and his meaning was so powerful, and his spirit, I felt, needed to be continued. I mean, I know that people's spirit live on, but I think in a very positive, meaningful way that young people would know that that influence was being continued. And so I felt that my role then was to develop an institution, to institutionalize his philosophy, his principles of nonviolence, and his methodology of social change. And that's what I spent my years doing.